Welcome back to eBay Radio's Top Rated Seller Hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by WorthPoint. WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. It's the most romantic of all retail moments. Valentine's Day. Well, for others, it's sheer hell.
I love Valentine's Day.
Well, you have a honey.
It, even when I didn't have a honey, you know, it's a day to celebrate love.
Love.
It is.
Love. Anyway, here now to give us the lowdown on the sweetheart deals he's offering for the occasion is our good friend Ron Lowe. He's known on eBay as top rated seller Oilerman 21. Ron, when did you start listing items for Valentine's Day?
Oh, let's see, Griff. Oh, by the way, let me give you a quick thanks for my eBay Mania gifts. I got a neat little key fob with a long string and a bookmarker with a link on it to the education blog for eBay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. I started back in mid-December. My son had come up, and my wife asked him to bring down some junk out of the attic. And it turned out there were four boxes and about three bags of stuff.
No.
We went through it, and there were a ton of Valentine things. So we started listing in mid-December. The first thing was a Hallmark Cupid Snoopy. You press his button and he'll flap his wings, sing, play music, and laugh. Yeah. And then another cute thing was a dandy lady bear that sings, "My Guy."
Oh.
I mean, that's cute.
My Guy. Oh, yeah. So what's been selling best for you so far?
I'm sorry, say again?
What's been selling best for you so far?
Well, it's been a little slow start, but we did sell one yesterday, our first one. It's starting to move a little bit, and we've got three best offers out there we're waiting on, and the one that we sold was a little 8-inch talking gorilla. He's white, and he holds a yellow banana that he's peeled down. And when you press his button, he whistles and says, "I go bananas over you, baby."
Oh, isn't that cute?
That is so precious.
Yeah.
Oh, and I see you have a cute little white mouse.
Oh, yeah.
With a Valentine's Day red heart on it. That's so cute.
Aw.
There's a whole bunch of bears and running from...
Oh, great. Now, I have never seen this before.
We got music, winding music boxes, a book on love. We've got, let's see.
You got a little white hamster with a Valentine's Day red heart pillow.
Oh, yeah, that's cute. That is really cute. And the prices, I'm trying to keep the prices reasonable. Some of the young people might want to be able to get these things and send them to friends or their mother or their boyfriend or girlfriend or significant other, that kind of thing. And I've even got a book. Don't tell Griff, but it's on astrology. Maybe you can find your mate if you read it.
So
listen, late, you told me.
So I found a teddy bear that you're selling that looks like those expensive ones, but...
Which one is that?
Valentine's brown teddy bear plush stuffed 6 inches red ribbon. Griff, what's the name of that teddy bear that's so... There's one... type of teddy bear that just costs a fortune.
Steiff.
Okay.
It's German for stiff.
Is it?
Yeah, I don't have any really big items like that. I don't believe.
Okay, it just kind of looks to me like it is, but I don't know. You never know.
Well, let me know what the listing number is, and we'll check them out.
Well, it's Valentine's brown teddy bear plush stuff, 6 inches red ribbon. Just kind of take a look at it.
Stuffed plush 6-inch red ribbon.
Yep, that's it. Stuffed 6-inch red
Valentine's
ribbon.
Valentine's brown teddy bear plush stuffed 6-inch red ribbon. I'll look at him. I've got him for a low price.
Yeah, just look at it.
I'll check it out.
So how are you, do you have more Valentine's items to list, or have you listed them all?
I listed them all today while I was listening to the show. It was a great show, by the way.
Thank you. We've had a lot of content.
We did.
Oh, yeah.
In today's show.
That mobile guy was real interesting.
Oh, Griff, I wanted to say something about that mobile guy.
What?
He's so passionate. I adore him.
Well, that's
we have to have him on regularly because he's so passionate about mobile. I mean, he's taken ownership of it.
Yeah,
and the other, earlier guest who was on discussing the authenticity of items, that is, I think, could be a big thing once it gets up and going. But I don't know how it's going to work for some of us sellers who are low price. In other words, we're $200 and under. You know, down to $3. So we're in that price range. So I don't know how that will work.
But you know what, Ron? You never know what you're going to run into.
Oh, yeah.
You may find a purse at a estate sale or a garage sale. You don't know.
That's true.
It could happen.
I'd love that. I'd like to maybe get that one of those old cars that's worth a small fortune.
Oh, wouldn't we all?
Well, yeah. I mean, you mean the midlife crisis car?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
One of the few bad memos I ever got from a program director. I can't even tell it. No, never mind.
What?
No, I can't tell you what I said over the air that I got into trouble for because it's kind of dirty. He was going through his midlife crisis, and I noticed there was a new car in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
A Porsche. And I said to him, and I wasn't even thinking, I can't say it to you, but I described something, and I said, does it look like this? And I described a male object. That's all I can say. Okay.
A male object.
I can't say.
Yeah,
Griff, to gosh, I have to email it to you, Griff. I don't even want to put it in email.
No, that's okay. We can use our imagination.
Please do. So are you promoting your Valentine's Day items in social media?
I'm trying my very best to. It's something I need to catch up on. I posted, made a couple of posts on Facebook at some of Mrs. Kathy Terrell's groups, eBay groups that she's got there, and also on Facebook. I promoted a listing that I did on Facebook, but I'm trying not to be, I'm trying to be sociable about the posting instead of saying, hey, buy this. This is mine. It's right here. Go get it. You know, I'm trying to be, you know, hey, it's Valentine's Day. Think of your mom. Think of your boyfriend, girlfriend, significant other, whoever, whatever, you know, and not pushing a particular item and just saying, hey, this is Ronald and Agnes Lowe of Agnes's Curious Curios. We hope you have a good day or something like that.
Well, you know what? You are just fantastic. Ron,
you're gonna give me a swell head and I'll no longer fit into my 7.5 cowboy hat.
Oh, what a nice cowboy hat that was. Remember that cowboy hat?
I do, yes.
So what other marketing are you doing around the Valentine's Day retail moment?
Right now, I'm trying to, there's a new app that I signed up for, the collage of pictures. I've forgotten the name of the thing. Terrible when you get senile, Lee. It's a new app, Joe something or other. I forgot his last name. But he's in charge of that, and I can create collages or collages. How do you pronounce that? You know, where you got a bunch of pictures.
A collage.
Together.
Collage.
Collage, that's it. Yeah, a collage of various items and post them on various social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, but I don't have any accounts on Twitter and Instagram yet, so I've got to open up some accounts there. That's a lot of things to keep track of. I don't see how some of our sellers who are fantastic keep track of all these social medias. And it takes a little longer for someone in my age bracket to catch up to them.
Well, not actually. It takes everybody a little long to catch up with those things.
Yeah.
Things change on us at a moment's notice. So you shouldn't feel bad about that. But you know, we should bring somebody on, Griff, who does several of them, and to ask them what their schedule is and how do they manage to get it done, because most of us are thinking about the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, we...
Can I ask a quick question?
Go.
Last show, I asked about the being able to post on multiple sites, and I sent you
I haven't received an answer.
Have you had a chance to check it, Griff?
I haven't received an answer yet.
Okay.
Okay, so Griff, I just sent you the email with the dirty thing in it.
Oh, you did?
With what I almost got.
What should we do to her, Griff?
With what I almost got fired for. At this very same radio station, by the way.
Huh?
It was Kogo Radio. Yeah, it was Kogo Radio. It was this very same one I'm broadcasting.
Yeah, I think I know what you said.
Okay. We can't say it over the air. Ron, we love you. Come back soon.
This segment was sponsored by WorthPoint. Up next, your calls at 888-723-4630 when we continue with more of eBay Radio.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
As an eBay entrepreneur, you're always looking for profitable items to sell in quantities you're comfortable with. Bulk stock the goods. Liquidation goods, that is. Bulk features top-branded merchandise not only by the pallet, but also now by the case. Cases start around $100 and ship right to your doorstep anywhere within the contiguous U.S. for just $30. Buying by the case is a terrific way to specialize in one type of item or test a new niche. A case takes up a lot less room than a pallet, too. You can even reuse your case to send products to a fulfillment center. So when it comes to sourcing profitable items, get down to cases with Bulk. Browse for free at bulk.com. That's BULQ.com. For liquidation goods by the pallet or case. Bulk.com.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
To speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Listen while you list.